All right, back here in PFW in Progress, and as promised, on the line we have the newest member of the Patriots Hall of Fame, Ty Law. Ty, hey, thanks for calling in.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
You're here.
Congratulations.
You're here with Fred Kirsch, Paul Perillo, and Eric Scalavino. So what's it like to be the newest member of the Patriots Hall of Fame?
I'm still somewhat in shock, you know, because, you know, you never expect it. I was happy, to be honest, just being mentioned with the likes of Bill Parcells and Raymond Claiborne. You know, Bill Parcells just got nominated, you know, inducted to the NFL Hall of Fame. So you think that it would be natural. Like, how could I, you know, beat out this guy or Raymond Claiborne? He was the guy I was chasing for so many years when I was playing because he had the record. So, you know, he wasn't there yet. So I figured it was just a natural progression where the great Bill Parcells, Raymond Claiborne, the guy that, you know, earned the right to be in there because he was the guy that I was chasing. Everybody was talking about Mike Haynes and everything, but I was chasing Raymond Claiborne because that's whose name that I seen at the top of the list on paper. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even though Mike Haynes was the perennial All-Pro, the Hall of Famer, but it was Raymond Claiborne who I set, you know, my eyes on as a goal for success because of his numbers.
Ty, can you even believe, you know, when you got here in 1995, and I know I talked to a lot of the guys that you got drafted with around that time, the state of this organization then as compared to now, just the fact that we're even talking about a Hall of Fame with a huge induction ceremony, and believe me, that place will be packed to listen to you talk come August. Can you even believe the growth of this organization during that time?
It's incredible. I mean, you couldn't write a better script or something like that, or it probably would be people wouldn't believe it. You know what I mean? Because it happened so fast, and you know the success that the Patriots organization has had since I've been there and beyond is unbelievable. I think that is the best franchise in sports, and it starts with Mr. Kraft by putting people in the right places, bringing in, you know, the talent, the coaches, and just surrounding it with positive energy. And I think you have to give all the credit in the world to Mr. Kraft and the Kraft family for making the organization what it is. You know, it's one thing to talk about us out there on the field and the guys that's making the plays and Coach Belichick, Tom Brady, but it starts with the Kraft family. And I'm so thankful that they gave me the opportunity to have a home when I entered the NFL draft. But the continued success that they have is unparalleled, you know, in the NFL. And I don't care what you're talking about, the Steelers, what they did during their time and the Dallas Cowboys, but look at the level of consistency over a long period of time. You know, even though you might not have won the Super Bowl, but just the winning in itself is unbelievable.
Now, Ty, have they told you when the actual induction day will be yet?
August 1st.
August 1st. Okay. So I know the team goes out and invites all your teammates, but are there certain guys that, for you, they have to be there? Who's on your list?
I mean, I would say Otis Smith, Lawyer Malloy, Rodney Harrison, Troy Brown, Teddy Bruschi, those guys, Willie McGinnis.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to see those guys there. I would love to see, even though he's going to be out there practicing Tom Brady, you know what I mean? The guys on the, just so many, you know, guys that I can say that I had a very close personal relationship with, you know, both on and off the field. You know, anybody that I played with, I had a relationship with, but those, some of the guys that I just named, those were, you know, key.
Yep.
You know,
well,
for me.
Well, then, Ty, I'd imagine it's going to be a tough choice for you then to pick who your presenter is going to be.
I'm available.
You know what? I think that's not, I don't think that one is on me who's going to be my presenter. I think they're going to do that. But
you're not going to have any say in the matter, though?
Excuse me?
You're not going to have any say in the matter?
I don't know. This is all new to me, too. I have no idea. So I'm just going to go along, and they let me know what's required of me, and then we'll go from there. But, you know.
All right. Well, let me rephrase it then. If you had your choice, all things considered, who would you want to present you into the Patriots Hall of Fame?
I think it would be only I honestly have to say Mr. Kraft, because he gave me the opportunity. He believed in me, you know, from day one. And he's, you know, always, you know, been there for me even through some of the toughest times. He showed up, you know, which I will never forget. They will honor me at the Boston Legends, and he was going through a tough time with his lovely wife, Miss Myra Kraft, when she was still here with us in the hospital. He took the time and left her her bedside to come and show up, you know, for the time that he did.
Yep.
For me, you know, so that meant the world to me right there, because he didn't have to do that, and I totally understood, you know, why.
Yep.
And he came anyway, so I mean, I think it would be only you know, fitting for, you know, Mr. Kraft to be able to go up there and, you know, introduce me and everything, because I mean, he gave me the opportunity. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been a New England Patriot.
I got a feeling he'd be more than happy to do that.
Right.
You know, so many big games, so many great moments. Ty, anything stick out, you know, personal for you, moments? You know, the three interceptions of Peyton Manning, I have to imagine, is high on that list.
Yeah, I mean, it's high. And the Super Bowl, it was also a big moment. But I think to the masses, to the people, that's what's going to stick out, because they were in such significant games. But, you know, for me, each one of each game, each play, big play and moment has a special place in my heart. Because at that time, that's what we needed. You know, at that time, we needed the three interceptions to get to the Super Bowl. At the time, we needed the interception to swing the game in our favor at the Super Bowl. You know, and I can go game by game and saying this moment was the moment. Mm. So, you know, for me, I cherish it all. And, of course, certain things, because it's the Super Bowl, is going to stick out to everybody, and you're going to see more pictures of that play than anything else. But they all hold a special place for me. And I'm glad that enough things happened to where, you know, I meet fans. They pick out different moments, which was their favorite Ty Law moment, Patriot moment, and that feels good.
All right, so, Ty, moving to a little bit more current day, there's another cornerback on the team now that you have a tie with back in Aliquippa. Have you had a chance to talk to Darrell Revis about, you know, being on the Patriots and all that?
We was together all last night.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So
anything you can talk about?
Darrell, we have a close personal relationship, and, you know, we talk about football and life, but like I said, we go beyond the football field. I've been knowing the kid since he was, you know, 7, 8 years old. You know what I mean? So this is just not one of those things that, hey, you just happen to play the same position, the same same number. Like I said, we go way beyond before any of us ever thought about playing, you know, in the pros.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But he's going to be a phenomenal player, and this is, you're finally going to see something that you haven't seen in a long time, you know, with Darrell Revis. He's that type of cornerback. He's that type of athlete, and he's going to make everyone else around him better. You know, not taking anything away from Aqib Talib, because I think he was a great player in himself, but it is very rare that you can get an opportunity to get a guy like Darrell and do the things that he can do. So I'm looking forward to it, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, Ty, what does he do? I know you, when you were nominated, you talked a lot about when you were with the Jets and how you saw right away how great Revis could be. What specifically stood out to you that told you that he was going to be as good as he is?
His attention to detail and practice habits. I mean, he was one of the few guys that always, you know, especially so young, to take practice that serious, even in walkthroughs. You know, you throw the ball, typically you let the receiver catch it. Darrell's the type of guy, he had knocked the ball down. He don't even want to make it a habit of you catching the ball and we doing something as simple as a walkthrough, you know. So, I mean, he's ultra competitive too. I mean, he hates to lose. For example, if you went out and one on one, if you got him, you know, the next person goes in line.
Yep.
Darrell's the type of guy that's like, hold on, wait, I got to get mine back. You know, let's go again.
Yep.
Instead of letting the next person go and just take the loss and wait till your turn come again. No, Darrell's going to be like, no, we're going to finish this. So whoever next, you're going to have to wait one more time.
Well, you know, there's all those great stories about how you know, back when you were playing and Rodney, and how you guys used to compete with Tom Brady, right, you know, defense versus offense. Do you see a lot of that in Revis? And how will he interact, you think, with Tom Brady in practice?
I think he's going to be fine. I mean, we did used to compete like that, and I mean, it was a different era. But that's what we did. Darrell, he's a self-motivated guy. I think that, you know, just in there and get a feel for the guy, they're probably going to, you know, do the same thing and have the competitions talking, you know, all in good fun.
Right.
With Tom talking trash out there, you know, because it brings out the best in everybody. But as long as you're trying to achieve the same thing and the goal is to win a championship, it never gets personal. But we had to, because if I made a play, Otis had to make one. If Otis had to make a play, Lawyer had to make a play. And then it just went around. It was contagious, you know, throughout the whole defense. You know what I mean? And I'm quite sure Darrell is going to fit in just fine as long as you have the core guys and that can lead that defense, because you already sit on offense. You have Tom Brady over there, and everyone's going to follow his lead. They need somebody like Darrell on the defense so they can look at him as an example to follow. And he's the, you know, the consummate professional, how he approaches the game, how he approaches work every day. And I think this is a much needed asset, you know, for the Patriots and their defense.
Ty, I always wanted to ask you guys that were around for both, what are the differences between playing for Parcells and Belichick?
Parcells, I think Coach Belichick, first of all, was more of an X's and O's type of guy. He motivates in a different way. Coach Parcells, he got into your head mentally. You know, he played mind. He was seeing what you're made of. He tried to get the best out of you, even if he might not have thought you had that much talent, but he's going to get it out of you in some other way. Coach Belichick is going to do everything possible from a X's and O's standpoint to put you in the right position to where if you fail, that's totally on you, because I gave you everything that you needed to know, and this is what was going to happen at this time. You know what I mean? Expect this. And I will say this about Coach Belichick, which was awesome. He's like, look, in this situation, this is going to happen. You take it. If something else happened, it's on me. And it gave you the most confidence in the world to say, you said, if he's going to run this route right now and I can jump it, and he going to run it out. But if he run it out and up and get me, you going to take the blame? Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so I guess he's not, guys. I'm not giving up the out. If I see this formation, Bill, damn it, I'm jumping it. You know right. what I mean? And so he gives you that type of sense of comfort when you're out there playing with him, and because he really studies.
But,
he studies the game.
But, Ty, you never freelance, though, right?
You always knew what you were doing.
I think everybody does.
I know you did.
I probably did a little more often than others, but Coach Belichick, he let me go out there and do my thing. You know, he wouldn't. I remember he told Asante Samuel in a certain situation, he said, you know what, you better not try that.
Right.
He said, you don't do that.
Well, I think that's a sign of respect that he had for you,
right,
because there's not many players that he would allow to do that and be on the team. Mm. And so that right there says everything. So, Ty, I want to thank you again for calling in, and once again, congratulate you. This is a big honor. The fans are excited, and we'll see you here on August 1st.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, Ty.
Thanks, Ty. Congratulations.
Yep. Ty Law.